For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
This holiday season, I'm giving thanks to our friends at Manscaped. Do I tell my extended family that I have the Performance Package 4.0 from the global leaders in below-the-waist grooming? Not to mention, it includes their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer to tame my bush and score brownie points with the in-laws. Gift yourself Manscaped or the man in your life who needs it. Join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 by going to manscaped.com. So if you think your holiday spread is good, it's time to give thanks to Manscaped Performance Package 4.0, or as I like to call it, the perfect package for your package. Inside, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer is my favorite, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, Performance boxer briefs, which are unbelievably comfortable, and a travel bag to hold your goodies. I go everywhere with that. Whenever I go to the gym, put everything in the travel bag. Think of it as a cornucopia for your balls.
Nice.
Their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to the advanced skin-safe technology. It also gives you the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for more precise shaves, plus it's waterproof, which means you can bring it in the shower and the bath. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes a weed whacker to chop the worst weeds up top in your nose and ear. I use this because everybody gets nose hairs. The weed whacker just does the business.
Yeah, as I'm getting older, I keep getting ear hair, which is disgusting. Yeah. So I take care of that.
And girls do not like that, buddy.
No, they hate it.
This nose and ear hair trimmer uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system to provide proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. And do not forget Manscaped's liquid formulations. They're like the pumpkin pie and ice cream after Thanksgiving dinner. You can't live without it. When you have Thanksgiving, when you have pumpkin pie, do you put vanilla ice cream on top of your pumpkin pie?
Well, I do, definitely. It's the best.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
And as far as liquid formulations, too, don't forget, I don't know why they don't have us plugged, it's because I'm a monthly buyer. This is the Manscaped Refined Cologne. The cologne, too, smells very good, and I would highly recommend it.
Well, along with the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Toner Spray.
Yep.
Your balls will be living in turkey heaven with these formulations. And for the gifters out there, Manscaped seals the deal with two free gifts from in their Performance Package 4.0. The Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. And the Boxers are fantastic. You'll love them.
Mm-hmm.
Gifting Manscaped is the ultimate hack to become the family favorite. And Manscaped has been busy and just launched a refined body wash and 2-in-1 shampoo plus conditioner. We just got that in the mail. I tried it. Fantastic.
Yep.
Both feature the Manscaped signature scent will help with unlock your confidence this year. Your boys and body will be oh so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the ultimate body wash shampoo and conditioner. So get 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 at manscape.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. Be thankful this season. Scratches. Be thankful this holiday season for the best gift of all from Manscaped. Your balls will thank you.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino Pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang,
the
bang,
the
bang, bang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
We be
jumping.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
Just act like you know, and homie, stop crying.
I can't be stopping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the essays in the 6-4 hopping. To my boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping, rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Shackled up like a nut, going 5150. G'd up in the feet up, greased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clucker in the shop, straight boost.
I don't see you going on a show.
Oh, well, because I've already been on it.
Okay, and you can't go again?
I'm gonna bring, you know what, we're gonna, you know, for whatever the New Year's special is, we're gonna have, I'm gonna invite Husey on this show.
You can't invite him, I'm not going on his, I already told you that.
Did you see the day, who's the guy that does the Twitter site, the guy tried to bury me, the Rest of Reality guy?
Yeah.
Who is that?
John Wanglin.
That's John Wanglin that does that? I thought it was I knew it wasn't Radigan, because Radigan actually kind of been cool with me, I guess.
No, Dave's fine.
Radigan's fine. Because he does, you know. I retweet a lot of his ads for his company and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Who is John Wanglin?
He's the guy that co-hosted with Vampiro and took some shots at us, and now he...
Is he one of the guys that you put on for a podcast or something like that?
Yeah, guilty. Guilty is charged on that.
Very glad.
But then he...
Somebody causing problems on Twitter and everything is happens to be one of the marks that Joe gave a show to. What a right. Go figure.
Yeah,
he seems to be like a definite pattern there.
Now
like
he's...
People started to post across the Twitter.
He's got like three or four. Right.
Now he's my enemy, though, because
he
left.
He said I was the definition of toxic.
And cancerous.
Right, but here's the best part. And everybody and their mother was burying him for calling me toxic.
Right, well, the best part
so,
of all
so
that...
you're toxic,
right.
Yeah.
Right, well, the best part of all of that, bro, when it really comes down to it, is A, nobody, an absolute nobody, nobody knows that nothing in this fucking business is talking about you.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? So like, when I read stuff like that, I'm like, who does this guy think he is? Because nobody knows you.
Right.
So you're out there pretending you're somebody in this business, which you're not. So you look more like a jack-off. It isn't the same as if – just hear me out. It isn't the same as if Bischoff came out and buried you. At least he's got some credibility in the business, though he's very polarizing.
Mm-hmm.
But he's Eric Bischoff. He did something. You know what I'm saying? What did you do for you to come out here with that type of fucking Sawa affair?
Eric Bischoff is a guy that sits in the room with the Spike officials,
right?
With the TNT, if it like
Fox.
Like this is a guy like everybody that thinks they know about TV and wrestling. Like, this is a guy that's having conversations with the people that nobody ever even knows who their names are.
Bro, he just
and they're the ones that are running the show.
Not only that,
you know?
He just told us he's doing a buy-up on Hogan with the guy that made the Joker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Pretty cool.
Right.
So,
the thing is with me is like, you can call me toxic and everything, but I would consider my track record on prognostications and stuff and everything. And like, I would consider like I pretty much have expert analysis. I mean, I'm right a lot on even on the negative things, but I'm right a lot on the positive things too.
Well, your problem is you think you're right even when you're wrong, but half the fun of being with you. So
was I not right about Ronda Rousey? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was right about unrest.
Well, I would say, and I think I said it maybe on Husey's show or mine or Mike's. You never know which one we were recording for.
Gee, let's go listen to Husey so we can hear this declaration.
But no, I said, how would this guy John know that you're toxic or whatever? Like I said, I've seen you around a locker room and stuff like twice. And both times that I have, in my limited experience, I haven't seen anything like that. I've seen you helping people. You know, hey, Joe, let's get drops for the show. I remember you're looking for a doctor for somebody to help them. Like, I never saw anything like a bad attitude or anything like that. You seem to be having a great time.
No, I've never, bro, anybody that knows me from the WCW locker room, you're not going to have anybody that's going to have a negative spin.
That's what I mean.
I was always a good locker room morale guy.
So
I was always positive, trying to be funny, upbeat, even when we were doing terrible. And everything I say, every criticism I have of a wrestler or the product will be something that if I was their agent, which I've ever been, I would tell them face to face.
Right.
It's not like I'm hiding anything. It's like this is what, if you guys are asking me for expert analysis, like, yeah, I've been an agent before. I've been in booking meetings. I've wrestled. So you're asking me in my opinion, this is what I would tell that person, you know?
But this,
if it's toxic because you don't, people don't like it, it's like, that's not toxic.
Well, this dunce was just looking for that. Their whole thing all along has been trying to start. They've tried to fight with Meltzer. They've tried to fight with Kuhn. They've tried to fight with Russo and Jeff. You know, we've heard a clip of him.
They try to improve their brand by starting fights.
Another thing is they had Brad Shepherd on, and now I see him retweeting everything. Brad. So they're like cohorts now. So if Brad doesn't
with
like
Brad
you,
Shepherd, why would anybody retweet what Brad Shepherd?
Because that's their only connection with anyone at all, really, anymore. Like, you know, so Brad, people notice him, so they're latching on to him.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
Conan.
Right.
I know you've heard us tell you about the great supplements our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition are offering, so we decided to let one of their happy customers tell you about their experience using LegacySubs.com. So this is a testimonial. Want to hear it?
Yep.
Don Grubbs in Tennessee, that's where Nick Aldis lives. Okay, he said, quote, this guy's from Tennessee, right? So I'm going to read it in his voice.
This is probably Nick Aldis, but go ahead. I'm their pseudonym.
Don Grubbs in Tennessee. Now, we'll trust him here that this is an actual testimonial. This is Don Grubbs from Tennessee. He said, I had trouble getting a full night's sleep for years.
All right, dude. That's not necessary. That's not necessary.
All right, okay. So this is from Don Grubbs in Tennessee. All right. He said, I had trouble getting a full night's sleep for years. So I tried Recovery PM, and I can't believe how well this stuff works. I decided to try Test X9 after that and loved the results I got from that, too. I'm stronger, and I got morning wood for the first time since I was in my 20s.
You know what?
Nice.
After that comment, go back to the Tennessee accent.
I was so happy when I saw they now offer subscriptions. I subscribed to the Ultimate Test Stack right away, so it ships automatically every month, and I never run out of it. So see why customers all over the world are coming back again and again and try the professionally developed supplements at LegacySubs.com. All of their products are GMP certified and made in an FDA-inspected facility right here in the USA. And now through December 1st, spend $75 or more and get free shipping plus a free water-resistant Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah.
Go to LegacySubs.com. That's LegacySubs.com. And don't forget to use the code K100 for 10% off your entire order. That's level up with LegacySubs.com. K100. That's K100.
And let me tell you, this really does work because every guy that's on Get My Go had the same problem getting morning wood from Hughley to Hambone, especially Joe.
Yes.
What's the other guy, Durbin, who's right. Part of that other Inso crew?
Oh, Chad. Chad's over there and the awesome Chad. Guy. Yeah.
Yeah, all those guys.
Yeah. And then Nick is a supporter of Get My Go.
So right. Nick and his friends, they all use it, and they've been getting morning wood since. So there's
beautiful.
Some more testimonials.
Yeah, women, girls like morning wood. Yes. Too, by the way. You know, they don't like yolk, so.
And some podcast producers, too. But anyways, you want to get your morning hardwood, you want to get all your legacy supplements, they got a female line done by Mickey James. Nick Aldis designs a lot of this stuff, and we use it ourselves.
And look at how they look. Yeah. Great shape.
Right.
JJ Claxton, one of the guy that runs our TikTok, is a user of Legacy Subs. He's had testimonials saying he's put on muscle. He looks fantastic. They work. Try them. You'll like them.
Get your Legacy Subs. Boom.
All right. You ready for the mailbag?
1,000%.
Okay. The first is from Neil D'Souza. The subject is Christmas greetings from India. Namaste from India once again, everyone, and Christmas greetings to you and your families. I have a few questions. Did you guys hear about Jared Threaten? What are your thoughts on him? We'll find out. Here's a link. Okay, I'm going to read this here. He gives you a link. Jared Threaten, Threatin. He tried to fake his way to fame and got caught red-handed, or did he? A conversation with the false rock god. No, and nor do I have any interest in this.
Right. Okay, I just opened up this link right now.
Yeah?
This guy is wearing his hair all the way down to his...
Yeah, it's, right.
To his, like, he looks like somebody that sells meth.
Right. Yeah. So I'm not... I'll tell you right now, I'm not interested in this. So that sounds whatever...
Wait, this isn't just a link. This is like an article to, like, a Rolling Stones thing. Like the
BBC, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. D.I., since you were a magnanimous individual...
One question. Did you read this, Joe, this thing?
No, I'm not... Of course we didn't.
No, Joe.
Yeah, I read it.
Okay, what's it about?
He's basically...
Why did you speak up?
He's basically a musician, and he made videos and made it appear that he was performing at all these huge crowds and that he was a really big deal, and it's just all fraudulent. That's about it.
Now, did you read... Be truthful. Did you read this because the guy reminds you a little bit of Axl Rose, or no?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Very nice hair, though.
Go ahead, D.I.
D.I., since you are a magnanimous individual, this Christmas, did you find it in yourself to Paul, security of the mall at Lazenby? Paul, security to the mall at Lazenby. As your personal bodyguard to defend you on your show against Lord Virus. P.S., I can confirm 100% Lord Virus is completely unknown here in India. All right. No, I'm not going to hire him. All right. Okay. If Conan wants to hire him, he can hire him.
I like to say that Lord Virus is not known in India because the guy we're talking about is Lord Cyrus. And as you know, he is a deity in India. Continue.
No, he's a virus, actually. This guy says he's a virus. Conan, I heard JoJo, the real hero of the show, throwing his experiences. There we go. Throwing his experiences with concussions during last week's show. Does he think he got them during one of his 5-star match from his infamous wrestling career? Or while keyboard battling on online forums? Or while jousting with small kids at Toys R Us over the latest Mae Young collectible? Okay, Conan, you're working MLW as great as ever. Love the podcast, guys. Keep up the fabulous work. Cheers, Neil. Hmm. Neil was trying to be funny in that last paragraph, and it wasn't funny.
Right.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, but when was this that you were talking about? Because I saw you on Twitter talking about concussions again. How many concussions have you had?
Oh, I don't know. If I was to guess, I would probably say like half a dozen, just from different
shit. What? What were you playing?
Playing football, a couple of fender benders, and one time I was sitting in the back of my friend's truck, and he was only driving like 3 blocks to the next bar, right? So I got in the back of the truck. His brother was in the passenger seat and thought it'd be a good idea.
To the next bar, so the guy was driving drunk from another bar.
Probably.
Right. And very little impulse control. So his brother says, all right, Feeney's in the back, hit the brakes. He hit the brakes, and I went flying into the back of the truck there, head first, and that was another one of them. But, yeah, probably like a half a dozen.
Would you say that would you say that at one time or another, and just be truthful, nobody's going to judge you, that you have put all your toys like in a line on top of like you know those library shelf things that people have in the in the background?
Yeah.
And they put like their toys there. Have you ever lined them up like if they were jumping out of an airplane paratrooper style, but they all jumped on your chest and maybe that throwing planchas? You might have gotten a concussion.
Nah, I don't want to move them around like that. I don't want to damage them.
All right. Fair enough. Go ahead. Okay, so that was from Neil from India, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Neil.
The next one's from Brian Stefaniak.
and its subject is Merry Christmas. Hey guys, Merry Christmas to everyone, even you, Joe. My favorite moments of 2018 were easily the constant burials of KG and mailbag question from Kiku Pinotu. My question is for DI and K-Dog. Would you rather take a fig bath with Jeff Lane and Joe Feeney or religiously listen to the Kevin Gill Show every week for the rest of your life? Great show as always. Keep up the good work in 2019. Ryan S. from Milwaukee. That's a fantastic question for you, Conan.
Well, it says you too. I'll take it first. I would rather take a fig bath with Jeff, Joe, you, Russo, the Grapplers, Kenny Bolin, and Jim Cornette. Then listen to this fucking jack off.
No, I would definitely say that Jeff Lane and Joe Feeney, because I probably am pretty sure that they touched the dolls inappropriately.
That's what.
That if I was in the bath with them, they would try to touch me inappropriately. I would much rather listen to the Kevin Gill Show every week for the rest of my life. Okay, the next one is from Mitchell Black. The subject is Disco Needs to Apologize. Oh, Christ. Does that name sound familiar to you, but Joe, Mitchell Black?
Yeah, Mitchell Black is from the Fool.
So I just want to know if that's all the question I asked you. Does it sound familiar? Okay. Mm-hmm. This is Mitch with the Four Sportsmen podcast on the Creative Control Network. We were set to have the winner of the American Dream Scholarship, the main feature, Rich Maxwell, on our show this past week. After hearing Disco's laugh on Keep It 100 when Joe was plugging our show, Rich took that Disco not knowing who he is as disrespect and is refusing to do our show till Disco apologized. Oh, the Four Sportsmen are asking for an apology from Disco for hurting what was going to be a great show. We'll be listening and waiting for your apology, or we'll make a trip to Sapphire's and leave you laying in the parking lot.
Whoa.
Okay, that's – first of all, I'm just marking this. We have members of Joe's Creative Control Network – on email, I've got this email, and I'll send it to the authorities, threatening to beat me up in the parking lot of Sapphire's. Joe, is that the type of people you're hiring for your podcast network?
I thought these guys were more
of harm against me for not knowing who the guy was.
I thought they were more level-headed than that. That comes as a surprise to me that they're threatening violence.
Why don't you just kick them off the network and then they'll put the ball on their court and see what's up with them, see what they'll do.
And why is a guy refusing to be on the show for something you said on our show? They're trying to put heat on you because you said, you know, who on our show? Mm-hmm. He should be mad if they did on their show. These are the guys that were tweeting me about that I should know who this guy is because Cody Rhodes gave him a scholarship and then tagged Cody Rhodes, kind of mark. And I was like, bro, there's no way I can know every – he goes, isn't it your business to know who great upcoming young talent is? Like, I was like, there's no way I'm going to know every fucking guy in the business or every fucking scholarship. I didn't even know there was a Dusty Rhodes scholarship and that was given up by Cody Rhodes. You know what I'm saying?
I think – and I saw in the picture, it was Cody. It was this guy, Rich Maxwell, and it was actually QT Marshall, who I believe that's the school. He's running the school where the scholarship was for. So
interesting. All right. You ready for this next one? This one's from Joseph Greco. Subject is favorite from 2018. What's up, guys? It's Joe from Wisconsin again. Had to write this email to let it be known that my favorite part of 2018's Keeping 100 was my submission to the Juicy Seal, Zanny Phantom. Hear my cousin, the Zanny Phantom, get absolutely obliterated on the show, and fill it to get the Juicy Seal was highly entertaining to me. I've thought about submitting more songs, but the fans of Keeping 100 have been through enough. Quick update for all his fans out there, laugh out loud. He is no longer calling himself the Zanny Phantom. The artist formerly known as Zanny Phantom is now Lil Guido.
Oh. Bro, that's even worse.
He's stealing another gimmick. Right. My question is, would it be possible throughout the year of 2019 and that Disco gets put over and JoJo gets buried in the drops? Disco for MVP. Thanks, guys. We can do that. We can bury Joe in the drops. Well, you got to put me over from now on in the drops, Conan. Just bury Joe.
I never tell people to put you over or bury anybody. I just say, hey, Joe usually does.
You are a pathological liar and an untrustworthy person. You're terrible.
Okay, Joe, I have asked you and sometimes other people like our boy Mark Durbin or whatever his name is,
Mike,
to get us some drops, right?
Yeah.
But have been my instructions?
Just have them mention who they are, and you're listening to Keep It in 100, and I mean, that's about it. I think there's no script, there's no format. We just get a quick 10, 20 seconds from somebody, and they go at it however they want.
Do you see a DI?
I don't believe that. All right. Next one is from Adam Hughes. The subject is Keep It 100 Live Tour. Does that name sound familiar, Conan? Adam Hughes?
Is that Hughesley guy?
Hey, cisgender males. First off, I just wanted to point out that someone hacked into the latest episode and re-edited it to make it sound like Conan doesn't love the idea of me being inducted into the NWO by my old mucker, Eric Bischoff. It's Huji. Hello. Anyway, what are the chances of there ever being a Keep 100 UK and Ireland touring show? We know the Disco Inferno won't be there because he's a racist towards Irish people such as me and Conan and doesn't know what a passport
is. Not Irish.
But Mr. O'Brien, would you ever be interested in touring the show over here in these gangsta-ass straight-up gangsta waters? I hope you do. We'll take an NWO selfie together, and I will whisper to you the question that will change podcasting forever. You know the thing that I will ask Glenn Inferno when he appears on the mega-hit super viral show? It's Hughie. Hello. Anyway, Merry Christmas, and KG thinks that Home Alone is sexy. Any chance of there being a Keep 100 UK and Ireland touring show? I mean, I don't think they'll understand what they can't. They don't speak English over there. They speak Irish, and it's like broken English. It's like they wouldn't even be able to understand us. I don't even know why they want to have us over there.
What was the first thing he said at the beginning, Joe? Cisgender.
Yeah, cisgender man. What is
how's that?
I don't know, but
let me look it up. Yeah. Cisgender. Let me look up since it's a backhanded comment. It looks like cisgender is denoting or relating to a person whose sense of personal identity and gender correspond with their birth sex.
Oh, great. So we were born, we're cisgender because we were born men, and we also think that we are men.
Cisgender. What the
that's
hell
actually,
is
no,
going
but it's
on?
It's an actual word, yeah. Cisgender itself. It's in the dictionary. That's
so that would be the opposite of transgender.
Yeah, I guess what they're doing now, they're going to call you a cisgender. Like, instead of just being like having, we actually have to label now.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because we're coming up with all these outrageous other words for people that we have to have a new word for
that
a guy.
That is tremendous. You know? Wow. How weird is that?
I'm a guy. It's like, no, you're not. Not anymore. You're a cisgender.
I'm looking at this now. You know, there's also cisgender privilege. It is the set of unearned advantages that individuals who identify with their biological sex accrue solely due to having a cisgender identity. So cisgender privilege in 2018, 2019 is common. That's great.
It's like white privilege, but for guys.
Yeah, or if you're a woman who was if you were born a woman and you think you're a woman, you also have it.
Wow. It's the type of stuff that's like starting to, you know.
Yeah.
Right? It's creeping in our dialogue and languages, and it's in our dictionaries now, you know.
Right. It is what it is.
This is from Ken Hayes. Subject is JoJo not on the list. Hey, guys. First off, F Pennywise the menstruating clown. Second, did I hear correctly that JoJo is no longer on the list? Dion Conan, have you forgotten the episode that caused JoJo to become a member of the list? I'm still waiting to hear the disco list from that episode that was lost from a faulty computer. Ken Hayes. Isn't Joe on the list?
Yep.
Well, yeah, this is fake news, isn't it?
I think maybe you misspoke last week, and that's what he's talking about. If you listen to the disco list, when Conan says, you know, JoJo Feeney, the Creative Control Network, in his T-shirt store, you said something like, JoJo's not on the list, but his network is. And I think you just misspoke, and that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, because I think you still need to be on the list.
So, yeah, to confirm, yeah. I am still on the list, yeah.
This is from Mike Holder. The subject is Kevin Gill's new girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
What's good, guys? First, happy holidays to you and all your families. It's that time of year where we share good tidings to our fellow man. With that out of the way, I wanted to point out that KG has a new love interest. His name is Jamie Welton. He's a guy that produced a show when KG was supposed to for Keeping It 100. If you didn't see on Twitter, Jamie and I had a heated discussion on the LG, and I pointed out to him how can so many people like Conan, Dave Chris, Vince Russo, and others have the same opinion of KG, i.e. the condescending schmuck that he is, yet all of them and us could be wrong. He spent the better half of our discussion calling me a loser and jealous of KG than the troll army unleashed the hounds.
I wish I would have seen that.
Thanks, Feeney the Fourth, Tim Burr, Chris Jerky Co., and others involved. So before Disco slams me again for not asking a question in my email, here it is. Why does schmucks like Jamie Hilton not see what bitch made ass and mouth snowflake KG for what he is? Is KG that good at fooling people? All I know is KG will burn Jamie Wilton like a hot STD that he will wake up and see the real KG. Thank you for the content, guys, and thanks, Disco. You got Russian Vid suspended on Twitter. Boom. I don't know if I got him suspended on Twitter, but he's suspended on Twitter now.
But for you to get him suspended, you'd have to say something about him, right? You'd have to turn to your head.
Yeah, you're right. I mean,
which I'm sure you did.
You have to report him. Yeah.
No, of course not.
Well, what he did is he probably pissed somebody else off. That's what he did.
Yeah.
Bro, did you see what he was saying? That basically he had that tweet that kind of like trailed back to September 11th, 1941. And that was the genesis of the idea of the 9/11 2000, you know, where it came and Bush and some all these people. And I was like, wait a second. How was Vince McMahon in on the plot if he was born after they started the plot? Because Vince McMahon was born in 1947. And he said, oh, well, he was obviously told about it. I'm like, told about it by who? Like, who are these people that you're talking about that came up with this plot? He's like, oh, the unnamed. I say, until you can let me know who those people are, like the genesis of this conspiracy theory, I'm not going to believe this conspiracy theory.
Like, he's probably like all the other, you know, the Illuminati, the Rothschilds.
Yeah, I go, well, who are these people that you can't see? You know, I mean, come on. It's like, that's an easy way to kind of, you know, try to defend everything, all your conspiracy theories, when you can't even tell us who we can double check this with, you know?
But here's a problem, like I've always said about conspiracy theories. What you do is you just take a little bit of something, right, and connect it with something else, and it kind of that it could be plausible, and you've got something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll give you an example. I was reading this guy. Let me see if I still have him here. Because I was going to send this to Kevin Cross, because he's a big conspiracy theory kind of, like, you know, aficionado, and we're always so
Cross. You don't get Instagram, do you?
No.
Cross always sends DMs some really entertaining posts on Instagram.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, I like Cross's enjoyment of American Psycho. He's always likening, you know, he'll always drop a gem from American Psycho in a promo or on social media or something. We're also both big Charles Bukowski readers, so I'm a Cross fan.
Who's that?
Charles Bukowski, just an author. He was around a long time. Just, did you ever see the movie Barfly with Mickey Rourke?
Okay, just an author. Yes. That's so.
Yeah,
that's a Barfly. Yeah.
Yeah, he's that was based on his life. He's just, you know, a drunk author, wrote a lot of stories about bars and drinking and multiple jobs, jumping from job to job all across the country, shit like that.
So basically, this guy, have you ever heard of General Smedley Butler?
No.
Okay, so he was he's at the time of his death, I'm reading this just so you know. At the time of his death, he was the most decorated Marine in U.S. history. All right. So during his 34-year career as a Marine, he participated in military actions in the Philippines, China, Central America, and the Caribbean, and France in World War I. Butler later became an outspoken critic of U.S. wars and their consequences. He also exposed an alleged plan to overthrow the U.S. government. So all these big companies had gotten together, like fucking Goodyear and J.P. Morgan. It was like five of the biggest corporations in the United States. And they wanted to kick out Franklin D. Roosevelt, and they wanted to install Smedley Butler and turn it into a fascist government. And he actually exposed them. Okay. And like one of the things that companies did for a lot of years is, like, in even after World War II, they were still making money in Nazi Germany. Like, Coca-Cola wanted to make money in Germany, but they didn't want to look bad. Mm-hmm. So they came up with Fanta. Anyways, so this is one of the quotes that Smedley Butler said that's always been very famous and has always made me think. And that's why conspiracy theorists, they can take a little part of, like, what he says and just put that seed of doubt in your head. And here it is. Let me see.
It says here he was a local, too. He was born in Westchester and died in Philadelphia. And actually, there's a Smedley Park nearby me. Now I wonder if that was a...
Well, probably. Yeah. Okay, so this is what he said. Listen to this. D.I.
Yo.
Okay. And I sincerely, if you're interested in this guy, look him up on Wikipedia. He's fascinating. Okay, I spent 33 years and 4 months in active military service. And during that period, I spent most of my time as a high-class muscle man for big business, for Wall Street and the bankers. In short, I was a racketeer, a gangster for capitalism. I helped make Mexico, and especially Tampico, that's a city in Mexico where they had a lot of oil wells and shit, safe for American oil interests in 1914. I helped make Haiti and Cuba a decent place for the National City Bank boys to collect revenues in. I helped in the raping of half a dozen Central American republics for the benefit of Wall Street. I helped purify Nicaragua for the International Banking House of Brown Brothers in 1902 through 1912. I brought light to the Dominican Republic for the American sugar interests in 1916. In other words, the only reason they brought light over there is so motherfuckers could, you know, grow sugar. In 1960, I helped make Honduras ripe for the American fruit companies in 1903. In China in 1927, I helped see to it that Standard Oil went on its way unmolested. Looking back on it, I might have given Al Capone a few hints. The best he could do was operate his racket in three districts. I operated mine on three continents. Mm-hmm. What a great quote.
Interesting.
That's an incredible quote, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when guys like this are saying, hey, I was a general, the highest ranking general, and all I did was I went out there and I made money for corporations, you know, people, and he also said, you know, the same thing that everybody else has said, it's very few who are taking advantage of a lot, and you don't even know what they do or who it is or how they're doing it. And so, and he basically says all of this, if you read into Smedley Butler, and this is like in the fucking 30s and 40s, he was saying this. Okay, imagine how that's grown out of fucking control now.
I'm reading about the business plot right now. That's pretty fascinating.
Yeah. Anyways.
Well, let's go. Speaking of intellectual, fascinating emails,
right?
We don't have that with this next one.
Right.
Okay, because we have polyester.
Oh, nice.
The subject is disappointed. Did polyester do evil Taylor? I'm sure I did.
Yeah, he was one of the first ones.
Evening, gentlemen. True. I'd like to start off this email by plugging the Creative Control Network. Mr. Fee's empire is impressive. On the topic at hand, last week a discussion about the men should be embarrassed that the women are getting a bigger push. Conan has heat with me because he put me in a position to agree with that imbecile Gil Bernetti. Although today's wrestling is not something I'm a fan of, I give them credit that they are extremely athletic, much more than the era I was a fan of. There's no debate that the men doing their moves in the ring looks 100 times better than the women doing the exact same moves. Therefore, the women are second rate when it comes to in-ring work. That being said, it's obvious the women are getting a bigger push lately. It's apparent the men haven't spoken up. The men allowed it. They should be embarrassed. And before you put over the women again, keep in mind the WWE is at its lowest point right now. Coincidentally, it's when the women have gotten the biggest push. Other than that, Mr. Feeney and Conan, keep up the great work. Big fan of y'all two, and only y'all two on this podcast. Polyester, the evil Taylor. P.S. Still waiting on an apology and an unblocking from that imbecile Gil Bernetti.
That is tremendous.
This if the trolls even think this, then it must be true.
I just, you know, like I said, if a woman has a better match than you, she had a better match than you. That's all there is to it. There's no extra anger.
You stink. Yes, exactly. That's the way you should feel.
I mean, I think that when it comes to the pay-per-views, I've been looking forward to the women's matches more. And I'm not one of the super pro women's wrestling types, but it's just I found them more interesting and the matches to be better. So, and I'm just more of a casual fan these days, so.
Well, I'll tell you what the women are doing, and like and you know what, it might be this might have something to do with it, okay? Is maybe the women are selling the little things better than the guys are. Because when the guys still to this day, every single guy's match, when they do the stupid forearm where they're trading forearms back and forth, I've yet to see one of the guys sell one of the other guy's shots. So it's a complete waste. When the girls do it to each other, at least they sell it. Like they just got hit hard.
Well, I think also what's happening is you're having this, you know, these girls that are finally getting their chance to break out, and they're just going out there and they're just putting on, you know, these
And plus, too, the let's not forget that there is kind of like a large fan base of millennial snowflakes in wrestling now that will kind of like empower this movement and like, you know, act like their matches are better than they are.
But here's the other thing. I'm also way more invested into Becky Lynch than just about anybody else on the show.
Yeah.
Well, that's got nothing to do with. I mean, her work is fine. Does.
I know, but it makes my It makes it more enjoyable because I know when she goes on there, she's usually going to cut a killer promo and she's usually going to have a really good match.
Right.
So she entertains me.
Right. Well, the fact that she's going to cut a good promo is probably the main thing that compels compels her to the audience. You know, because the rest of these, but bro, how many guys on that rod? It's funny that, like, you know, like the, John Cena has not been on the show. It's like, it shows you how you really miss this guy's mic work.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like he's the best talker in the company, and he's not on the show anymore. And it's like the other – this just shows you how these other guys just are
Punk's another guy. Punk was a great talker. And
great talker.
There's nobody like him.
Right. So you get to – so some of these guys are just not good. So when the girl cuts a good promo, it opens your eyes like, damn, she can talk.
Like, okay, let's
like, know, Alexa Bliss's push.
Yeah,
came mainly
good.
Because of her mouth. You know what I'm saying?
She's real good. Good example. Okay, let's do this. Name me to you, Disco, the best three talkers male in WWE right now.
Does Cena count?
I mean, say full time.
Okay, put him in there because you may have trouble finding two more. Yeah.
Okay, Cena and Miz. And even though the stupid thing where he's wearing the gas mask because he smells, because people, the fans smell. Dean Ambrose probably has as good a mic work as anybody else.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. You know,
those are three
gimmick where he's wearing the gas mask because the people that like completely diminishes, like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, he's just.
That's probably the same guy that came up with the idea for the guys coming out with the piñata as a lucha party, you know?
Bro, it's like, it was funny because this is actually a good point, right? Is that if he, Matt Coon and Russo did one of their podcasts recently at, what's it called? Truth or Consequences?
Truth with Consequences.
So, and the subject was how to fix the WWE, right? And Vince actually had a good point about Ambrose. It's like Ambrose is out there with the gas mask on, so he kind of looks kind of like a freaky weirdo guy.
Right.
And he says, so he thinks about the lunatic, okay? I thought this was a good idea. He said the thing that came to mind when he's thinking the lunatic – what comes to mind lunatic? And he said the first thing that came to his mind was the movie Saw.
Right.
Okay? And he said if you want to invest in like Ambrose as a lunatic, right, he could see a scene like from Saw where like Seth Rollins is in a room – like tied to a chair and you got like the security camera and you show it and like Ambrose is going to torture him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I think when I think of it, like a lunatic, not a guy that's wearing a gas mask because the people smell bad.
I just don't think that sounds more something like Impact would do than WWE would do nowadays.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's what they're missing, bro. That's what they're missing.
Well, and I just said, today in the WWE, because there's so little like investment in character development, there's so little investment in angles like that make sense to these guys, good storylines, that literally it's like they're sticking these guys in the factory at the performance center, they're spitting them out on NXT, and they're coming up to the main show, and it's like the show is coming across as like an assembly line. Like any guy with the exception of like John Cena or Brock, like any one of those guys they have in the show can be easily replaced by somebody else that's spit out of the factory. But with the amount of depth they give these characters, which is none. You know what I'm saying? It's just like they're spitting out a bunch of professional wrestlers that are having matches, and it's like we don't really care about a lot
now,
of them.
Let me go back to something that's so important that we didn't have this problem when we were in the business, because you just named three talkers, and there's not really many more. But who would you say, Joe?
I think it would almost be exactly spot on with Cena, Miz, and I think Ambrose has the potential to be doing a lot better than he's doing. You know, I've always been a fan of his, especially on the mic. So,
okay, so if you take out like Paulie,
Paulie of course,
Vince,
yeah. Well,
and Hunter, but I just want to say if you take out Vince, Paulie, and Hunter, who are veterans and can always bring it when they have to, because they're like in a different, you know. After those three guys you just named, I'm still going through my head, and there's nobody else I can really think of. Yeah. I might be missing somebody.
I think if they give him some good stuff, that Brian can be a good heel. You know, I think he can be just obnoxious enough And you know, it just depends on what kind of material he's getting.
Yeah, he's been doing some. I like some of the stuff he's doing with the snowflake shit. That, oh, are those sweaters organic? They're not, you know. And all this other, you know, the snowflake shit he's been doing has been good.
Yeah.
A little bit overboard, but good. But Brian's another guy that can cut a good promo. But it's you know what I'm saying. And then you go to the women, and bro, they're even worse because Sasha can't cut one, Bailey can't cut one. I don't know. I think Shane said he likes Nia Jax. I don't think he meant her promos because they're not good. You know, really, it's like Becky. Every now and then, Ronda, for being as little time as she's been in, she's cut a couple good ones. And Charlotte, maybe. That's about it.
Oh, and Alexa. Right,
and Alexa.
Alexa,
yeah. And Alexa, yeah, right. Yeah. Alexa's great. Yeah.
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 So think about that. You got four girls
right
that are pretty strong on the mic.
Right.
And on the left side, you have one guy that's gone, and you have two others, and the material they give one of them is terrible.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the other one is a really great talker, but the wrestling internet community doesn't think he's a good enough worker for a spot.
Right.
Which is the Miz, which is bullshit, you know? So it's like, now you see why these guys let these girls take their spot. Okay, and elevate themselves because not only are they outworking you in the ring, but when they're getting mic time, they're out talking to you.
Well, I don't think they let them. They're either hungry
this is a time. If you're a professional wrestler, when Vince McMahon always says grab the grass ring, you got to show some balls and go out there and rock it on the mic. If you're not getting good material, you try and get what you want to say that you think will get over through. And if they're not doing that, then they're just going to slowly let Ronda and Becky and Charlotte and Alexa, they're going to slowly let them – they're going to take those spots in the show that require 10 minutes of talking, which are the spots they get the people over. You know what I'm saying? So, and I've always said all along, you know, you can be – like everybody talks about the word, how good is your match, how good is your match. Bro, you got to have a lot of tools to be a professional wrestler. Because if they give you an angle and you're going to have some interview time in the angle, you got to bring it. Because if people don't buy what you're saying, they're not going to give a rat's ass about you. Conan could always talk. You know, guys like us, we could always talk and didn't come across sounding like idiots out there. You know, so
this is what I think, because I know, you know, we know some of the guys that are in the WWE system now. So either they're content with the money they're making, they don't give a shit. They're afraid to make waves, right? Or, you know, I mean, let's face it. This generation, to me, doesn't seem as, like, I wouldn't say as much as a go-getter, but
like hungry?
You don't see as many rebels, you know, as you did in our day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They just say, fuck it. This is what I'm going to do, and whatever happens, I'll get fired. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or this is what I'm going to do, and I'll just deal with the fucking consequences. Over there, it's more like, I don't want to get heat. I don't want to get fired. I don't want to lose my job. I'm making a lot of money, I think.
Perfect example. When you saw when fans today that weren't behind the curtain and don't know these people in real life, when they were sitting there saying and trying to compare Dean Ambrose to Brian Pillman, I was like, guys, you do not know Brian Pillman. The guy was fucking nuts. Like is a shoot. And he would get his shit and he would argue with the booker and get his shit. And that whole thing that got him over was because Brian was so good at what he did and was so confident that his way would work that he went out there and got his shit on TV and became one of the most controversial figures in the history of wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, I look around every company I work in right now, Mexico, even United States, there's nobody in the business like Brian Pillman. And I don't know Dean Ambrose, but there's nobody like him. You know what I'm saying? He was very unique. You're correct. Yeah. He would fight because he was small. And I remember when he was making a lot of money in WCW, and they wanted him to play the yellow dog.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Remember that? And they were like, they're gonna put this gimmick on you. And he goes, well, I'll guess I'll just be the highest paid jobber in the business. Like he didn't mark out. You know what I'm saying? Like he didn't care they were gonna job him because they were gonna give him that money.
Right.
Yep. He didn't give a shit. He was awesome.
You know, there's so much going on in the world today. You know, whether it's stuff you're excited about, like, you know, the Braves and the playoffs, or stuff you'd rather not think about, like COVID. You can't always control the vibes out there. You can always control the vibes in your head with a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears. Now, I love these Raycon earbuds because I listen to Spotify every day while I'm doing cardio, and whether I'm listening to Joe Rogan, Ben Shapiro, or fantasy football podcasts. You can use it to pump up, wind down, work, or work out. Raycons are my go-to for the on-the-go audio. And the new everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. With an improved rubber oil look and feel, and optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these are impressive before you even start listening, and they're very, very comfortable. You get three new sound profiles to make sure everything you're listening to sounds its best with just the right amount of bass. There's also an all-new awareness mode for when you need to listen to your surroundings instead. Raycon offers 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. That's incredible. There's also a built-in mic, and you can take calls in your earbuds at the press of a button. Raycons start at half the price of other premium auto brands, but they sound just as good. And Raycons comes with a 45-day happiness guarantee. So right now, Keep It at 100 listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/K100. That's buyraycon.com/K100 to save 15% on Raycons. That's buyraycon.com/K100.
And real talk, man, we got these earbuds not too long ago, and all of us called each other first day talking about how great they were and the quality. Go check them out. Get your earbuds at Raycon. Boom.
Conan, I'm going to have to side on the side of the prosecution here. We've worked together at MLW, you and I, and you know, you've always been great to me. You've, you know, answered any questions I needed, have helped me out with you know, some of the questions I had, maybe about some of the luchadors, et cetera, et cetera. So I have no reason to believe that the prosecution would be heavy-handed in its case heading into this trial here. And knowing Feeney, he's like, you know, he likes to skirt the rules. He likes to play fast and loose with the rules. We all know his political leanings make him suspect to begin with. Therefore, as a character witness, I'm siding with the prosecution. I have no reason to doubt the claims made by the prosecution, and every reason to doubt everything that Feeney says. Therefore, if I were on the jury, if this character account stands for anything, guilty. I move for guilty verdict.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.